Estimate, No Time to Cry, a really strong song about her life at the time when she was just trying to adjust to the life of a traveling, working music person. And but the song that I love from this album the most, I guess, is this next one. And this is about the mystery of songwriting. How you try and try and write a song and nothing seems to be happening. And then from left field somewhere else comes the melody and something else is coming to you. And this is her song, Sweet is the Melody.
Sweet is the melody, so hard to come by. It's so hard. Make every note bind just right. You lay down the hours and leave not one trace, but a tune for the dancing is there in its place. Well, the dance floor's for gliding and not jumping over ponies, where boots and gold bracelets come and meet as they. It's for celebrating a Friday night romance, forgetting the bad stuff and just feeling good. Oh, sweet is the melody, so hard to come by. It's so hard to make every note bend just right.
Sweet is the melody there, Iris DeMint from her album My Life. Just a beautiful melody to that, played beautifully by Stuart Duncan on the fiddle. And around this time, John Prine, who had been a supporter and fan of Iris's right from the very beginning, he wrote some very humorous liner notes to her first album. He was one of the first people I played her first album to, because I knew that he would really get into it. And he did. And so Iris and John started doing concerts together. She would open up for John. And of course, they had to sing some songs together. And he came back from one of these trips and just said, we've got to do some duets with Iris. And that was the beginning of a really wonderful journey for me and John, exploring all the country music duets that we love so much. And we had to go to work to do this. So John hired a room in a place in Nashville, and we went there every few days and holed up with all of our favorite old records of Porter Wagoner and Dolly Parton and George Jones and Tammy Wynette and Ernest Tubb and Loretta Lynn and all these people. And so this was the beginning of this wonderful album. So here's John and Iris doing We're Not the Jet Set.
By a fountain back in Rome, I fell in love with you. In a small cafe in Athens, you said you loved me too.
And it was April in Paris when I first held you close to me.
Rome, Georgia,
Athens, Texas, and Paris, Tennessee. No, we're not the jet set. We're the old Chevrolet set. There's no Riviera in Festus, Missouri. And you won't find Onassis in Merlinville, Kansas. No, we're not the jet set. We're the old Chevrolet set. But ain't we got love? No, we're not the jet set. We're the old Chevrolet set. Our steak and martinis is draft beer with weenies. Our Bach and Tchaikovsky is haggard and husky. No, we're not the jet set. We're the old Chevrolet set. But ain't we got love? No, we're not the jet set. Chevrolet set, the Prine and Dement set, ain't the Flaming Suzette set, our Bach and Tchaikovsky is haggard and husky. No, we're not the jet set, we're the old Chevrolet set, but ain't we got love.
Oh, my goodness, you can't beat that. We're Not the Jet Set with John Prine and Iris Dement. So we were off and running with this album, one of our favorite duet albums, and mine certainly, you should see this album. The cover of it is in tatters. This was George Jones and Melba Montgomery. And this is a song by a country writer named Oney Wheeler. And it's about the steamy side of suburban life that a lot of country people were coming to find out about. Let's invite them over.
I know why you're lonely.
And I know why you're blue.
You're lonesome to see him.
And you long to see her too.
We're not in love with each other. We're in love with our best friends. So let's invite them over again. We've talked it over and over, and we know it's not right. We should stay away forever, but we're lonesome each night. Yes, we stay away for a while, but we know in the end we'll invite them over again. We've talked it over and over, and we know it's not right. We should stay away forever, but we're lonesome each night. Yes, we stay away for a while, but we know in the end we'll invite them over again. Let's invite them over again.
Oh my goodness, that is country music, folks. And Iris DeMint and John Prine giving it all they have. And as I mentioned, the album that John and I had gotten that song from originally was the George Jones Melba Montgomery duet album. And why not get Melba over to join our party? And that was something, you know, I couldn't have ever imagined 30, 40 years ago that I would be getting the privilege of having Melba Montgomery in a studio with me. And she had a great song on that album that she wrote herself, and it's called We Must Have Been Out of Our Minds.
We said our goodbyes long ago, never thinking we'd miss each other so. All the memories we can't leave behind. Oh, we must have been out of our minds. I thought I loved another, not you.
How foolish, I thought the same too.
They both turned out to be the wrong kind. Oh, we must have been out of our minds. Let's forgive and forget the past we've known, and reap together the wild seeds we've sown. Surely they can forgive us and find that we must have been out of our minds. I thought I loved another, not you.
Oh, how foolish I thought the same too.
They both turned out to be the wrong kind. Oh, we must have been out of our minds. Yes, we must have been out of our minds.
We must have been out of our minds. That was Melba Montgomery herself singing along with John Prine her own song. What a thrill that was. And it wasn't just Melba in the studio that day. Buddy Emmons, the great steel guitar player, he had played on the original record of that. And so we got a double thrill that afternoon when both of them were with us. I was beside myself with joy, friends. And the party didn't end there. Another of our favorites. favorite singers, certainly. She's known as the Rolls-Royce of country singers, Connie Smith. And she came over, and there's a song I used to sing with Betsy Siggins back at the Club 47 in Cambridge. We learned it from Buck Owens and Rose Maddox, but Carl Smith had had a big hit on it before that. And it's a Freddie Hart song called Loose Talk.
So long we've been married, life burdens we carried, though faith kept us humble and made our love true. But plans that we make up someone seems to break up, oh darling, what else can we do? We may have to leave here to find peace of mind, dear, someplace where we can live a life of our own. I know you love me, and happy we could be if some folks would leave us alone.
When I go out walking, there's lots of loose talking. They say we're unhappy and we'll drift apart. But darling, it's not true, because I still love you, and I do with all of my heart.
We may have to leave here to find peace of mind, dear, someplace where we can live a life of our own. I know you love me, and happy we could be if some folks would leave us alone. They say you are leaving, that you are deceiving, but you tell me they say the same about me.
Oh, but we'll show them they're wrong, that loose talk can do harm, and hope that the truth they will see.
We may have to leave here to find peace of mind, dear, someplace where we can live a life of our own. I know you love me, and happy we could be if some folks would leave us alone. If some folks would leave us alone.
John Prine and Connie Smith there with Loose Talk. So that was the beginning of this great duet album that John and I started out on. And our journey was interrupted for a while. John got some cancer in his neck and had to have that dealt with. But we'll come back to this record in another program. It does have a happy ending. Meanwhile, Nancy Griffith was